I'm Paula Gordon. Elizabeth Strout has done me the honor to be with me. We were in New York's village. The village.
The village.
The village.
The village, right.
Greenwich Village. Some years ago with James Carse, who has written exquisitely about a number of things, including his wonderful ideas of finite and infinite games, a vision of life as play and possibility. And I said to him, sort of in the same vein, that we had just come back from the big woods. We had been in the Rocky Mountains or the Sierras or someplace. And he said, if you think about it, the wilderness, whether it is the big trees or the big city, are the places things happen. It's not monoculture. It's juicy.
Right, right. Exactly.
It gives one grist for the mill,
if you will.
That's interesting,
because that, yeah, I can see that. I can see that, yep.
Can yes. one find that if you have, it was David Bowie who said that when he was a kid, the musician, that he would give anything to get out of the suburbs, and did just about anything to get
right.
out of the suburbs. Isn't that some of what great literature offers us, is in a time that would dumb us down if we let it,
yes.
and would make us all
yes.
little automatons if we let it, and would be ruled by a small group of people if we let
yeah.
them?
Yeah.
Isn't that part of what literature
That's
continues
what
to do?
I am hoping. That is certainly my desire, my wish, my propeller, you know, for going there. Yes, that's it. You know, I believe in literature the way some people believe in their religion.
Well, religion has turned into sort of a dirty word,
it
I'm
has.
Sorry to say.
It's
it doesn't
very
have
sad.
To be that ugly. It can be nurturant. It can be something about
yeah,
love each other. And
yeah, it's a difficult place to go, and we don't have time for me to get started on all that. But
and it's something we must begin to question, America, because it's been shoved down our throats so dramatically.
And so dogmatically, with such lack of imagination.
Well, and meanness.
And meanness. And I think that the literature, you know, to write a story is to stimulate the imagination. I mean, what are we without our imaginations? How can we feel compassion? How can we feel empathy? How can we be civilized if we are not having our imaginations stimulated, being asked to work? And we become dogmatic idiots. And we don't want that. We're better than that.
Dogmatism always gets us in trouble.
Always.
Including within literature. But I can't think offhand, if it's great literature, I can't think of anything that I would call dogmatic.
Not if it's what I think of as the real stuff. It's always, you know, as similar as we are, we're different enough that those differences are vast and
isn't
awe-inspiring, really.
Openness absolutely essential to the concept of great literature?
I think so. You can't be careful. You can't be careful. Or you're going to write something that isn't worth somebody's time. That's what I believe.
Apparently, I misspoke and was talking about Patrick McGuinn's, close enough, The Prisoner, and said The Stranger, but that takes me to a very interesting place in and of itself, because Albert Camus was very important to me as a kid, and reading The Stranger, and I had just enough French to read The Stranger, which isn't very hard, and the whole notion of the existential moment, of living in the present, and, you know, use whatever fancy word you do mm-hmm. or do not like, again, that is what you bring me in all of these stories, is the chance to live in somebody else's present,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which is a way of practicing compassion, isn't it?
I think so. I would hope so, frankly. Yes. Yes. You know, come inside for a few minutes and see the world this way.
The really great religionists, people like Jesus, who would suggest that we be thinking outside of ourselves, and of the great scholars, including Robert Funk, say he never said, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. What he said was love each other. Not as you love yourself, just love each other.
Right,
and
right.
being able to cut
right.
through the barnacles
right.
and to get back to
right.
these essential notions.
Right.
Again, isn't that your work?
Yeah. And to love someone is to know them, or to know someone is to love them. I had a friend say the other day, she was watching people on a bus, and all of a sudden she thought, what if I was in love with all of them and how they became so beautiful. And I loved it. I knew exactly what she meant.
Well, you've given us all kinds of people to be in love with, and now we're in love with you, and we will wait for more and more wonderful stories. We thank you so very much.
Go back to my solitary work. Thank you very much. It was lovely to be here.
Elizabeth Strout has a passion for truthfulness and for the understanding which comes from trying to inhabit the lives of others. Her ability to make those lives accessible to us is an inspiration and a blessing. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.